At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Did he earn it or is it a gift? Is there a difference? 216-474-0092. Did Shador earn it or is it a gift? 2 second trivia, 7:43. And Kevin Stefanski's pre-joint practice press conference, 9:30 this morning. Again, your chance to eat free Mr. Hero coming up at 7:43. A lot going on. 216-474-0092. Now, I go back to Nathan. Nathan had said, and we did the, oh, and Nathan had said he thought he earned first team reps. Now, we thought we might see some first team reps on Saturday. There was some arm soreness. Okay. We thought we'd see some first team reps on Monday. Didn't go necessarily that way. Now, there's injuries. Then they signed Tyler Huntley. And I swear to God, I thought they would just start this game on Friday going, hey, he ain't ready yet. We ain't got the quarterbacks. We'll just start Tyler Huntley. And I knew that I thought there'd be some people who were going to be really upset. Like Jonathan Peterlin was, he had the belt out. He was ready to just whoop the Browns' ass up and down the hallway. He was upset, man. And then they announced Shador Sanders. Well, they didn't announce it, but the reports from Mary Kay and everybody say that Shador Sanders is going to be the starting quarterback coming up on Friday night, which you can hear on your flagship home for Cleveland Browns football, 92.3 The Fan. And within 100 miles of downtown, 92.3thefan.com. If I'm not mistaken. So is this a gift? I go back to Nathan and he said he's around this team constantly. Now I don't just want to say one word is the end all be all and that's it. When you say gift, you may not mean it this way. I think it's loaded words. I think it takes it. I don't think you mean it this way, to be honest. Maybe you do. I think it's loaded words. I think it loads up all the people who don't like Shador to say, you're just giving it to him now. You're just giving him the reps. Why? Because he sells jerseys.
Well, they had
selling
to give
jerseys
it. They
don't
did.
Equate to wins.
But to be clear, like this happened because you had injuries. It's why they brought in Huntley is because they needed arms. They needed somebody to pray. They got to evaluate guys. So it's not just about the quarterback, even though that's all we seem to care about. Mm. They also have to evaluate everybody else on the roster. You can't do that if you have no quarterbacks. And they didn't want to wait. Shador was always going to play in this game. So all I was saying was, and I'm thankful for it because I want to see him. I'm glad he's starting. But they had these injuries. They had no choice. They had to give the job to Shador Sanders. If they would have given it to Huntley, we would have lost our ever-loving minds, would we not? We would have been going, we would have raked them over the coals had they have started Huntley in this game, no? Like the guy they just brought in, it would have been like, what are
they
doing?
Well, they would have raked him over the coals. I would have felt really, I think, again, my opinion might have changed of the entire situation because I just can't think a team this desperate would hold down anybody who has any talent. They are so damn desperate for a quarterback that can dig them out of this hole that they've dug for themselves, that can dig them out of this thing, I can't believe they would hold him back. So it would have to make me think that, man, he may not have it, and I may need to reevaluate everything about him being on the 53-man roster and all, carrying four quarterbacks and that whole deal. So this is an opportunity to alleviate fears by him. But I do think that in their system, he will have had to have earned it to a certain degree. Don't turn around and try to hand it off to the wrong person. Don't turn left when you're supposed to turn right. Don't leave yourself open to big hits. That's what I mean by, say, protecting himself. Lewis Riddick, he shares some concerns that I went after earlier in this show. This is Lewis Riddick on Get Up.
I'm afraid he's going to get on the field in preseason games without a lot of practice reps, and then they're going to ask him to perform these heroic tasks in order to prove that he's worthy of being a starter when he hasn't had enough reps to really get comfortable. That's the kind of battle he's dealing with right now. I know. I've seen it. We've been in these camps. We know how that goes.
Yeah.
You don't get enough reps. They play a whole half of a game, and then all of a sudden coaches are going, why are you making that mistake? Why aren't you making that check? Why are you doing that technique? Well, damn, coach, I never was in there in practice. You never even talked to me during practice. But now you expect me to know. That's what they're going to expect of him. But if anyone can get it done, it's this kid because he's been trained the right way. But I'm telling you, he is ice skating uphill. He just is. And every time you hear this organization talk, you get that feel.
Audio courtesy of ESPN. That is a complete distrust of the organization. Complete. 216-474-0092. I'm going to get to you guys here in just a moment. That is complete distrust of the organization. Now, to address that, I would be sick. And I know he comes from an offense that spreads it out, but man, you're going up against NFLers. It's your first ever NFL. You want him to play to the system, don't you? Don't you want to protect him? So when he's saying, what's heroics? Big fly? The whole game? Like, no. No. This is jazzed up practice. So let's do jazzed up practice. As exciting as we are, I would like to see him do play action and let her rip for 30 yards once, twice. I think a lot of people want to see if he's got a big arm and things like that. But hey, man, just conduct the offense. So that's all I'm asking. And if Kevin Stefanski is the type of coach I think he is, I think that that's what they're going to do. I think that they're going to go first and 10, and here comes Shedeur Sanders. And who's doing the game on five? Is it Chris Rose? I'm sorry. I'm just guessing here. I hope that we see it on TV where here comes Shedeur Sanders. Just turns around, hands the ball off on first and 10. That's what I'm hoping for.
You don't want to let him rip?
Let's see what he's made of? I just said, literally.
I don't want a bunch of handoffs. No.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So far all I've seen in camp is a bunch of five and under throws. I want to see him go down the field.
I just said I'd rather him.
All right, we agree. Good.
I would like to see him once or twice let her rip.
No, I want to see way more than once or twice.
I think that what Lewis Riddick is saying is going to come to fruition.
Let's go.
And I think you're not putting him in the right spot.
If he's playing a half, he's got to let it rip.
Yeah, I want to see ten throws. I want to get going here. Let's go.
Daryl's saying he was throwing to ball boys last week. Now this is playing into the hands of what Lewis Riddick just said. That to me is an irresponsible franchise. Do what's right. Be responsible by him. If he hasn't thrown big fly, why are you going to make him go out there and have him throw the ball all over the yard?
I don't want to baby
it is Chris
him.
Rose.
I don't want to coddle
offense,
him.
No offense to Chris. I just want to make sure it was
Joe
Chris.
And Aditi.
Yeah, my fault on that.
I, of course, will be listening here on the radio.
Yeah, but obviously, if I'm watching, oh, for the love of God, my phone just lit up. Is this Keith doing this?
Oh,
Judas Priest.
No, I don't want to coddle him. I want to see him get out, make plays. Look, I know that the Browns, it's been heavily debated just how much the Browns even loved him. Was it Jimmy Haslam that loved him? They tried to get everybody, you know, to stop talking about that and say, no, this Andrew Berry likes him. All right, well, he got drafted in the fifth round. But let's get going here. Let's see what he's
putting
made
him
of.
Out there to have him just hand off for a half.
Yeah, anybody
right?
can do that.
Well, no
Huntley
gonna,
can do
no,
that.
No one's just going to hand it. But no, you want to protect him. Again, you heard Lewis Riddick. You don't hear any red flags out of that with what Lewis Riddick is saying?
I think the whole situation
so
has
you want
red
it to
flags.
Fly in the face of Lewis Riddick right there? I mean, I respect Lewis Riddick.
I think we're sitting here debating motivations. We're debating first team reps, second team reps in practices. Now we've got, you know, the joint practice. Then we have preseason. Like, eventually, we've got to be honest. Like, this was a weird setup from the get-go. So the only way to find out who's going to emerge from this is not throws on day four of camp and a whole bunch of stats and a box score about that. Like, now we got to see other teams trying to take his head off and see where he's at. Let's see if he's truly that far behind. You know, Dylan Gabriel, who's not going to play in this game, it looks like. So let's see him throw the football. Let's see him spin it. Let's see him make those plays that made us fall in love with him at times in Boulder when he was, you know, taking that school, that awful program to new heights that we hadn't seen in 30 years. Let's see it.
Robin Strongsville, you're first up in the fan. Hello.
Hey, guys. I think, you know, obviously him starting on Friday is by default. I think the most important thing that you guys keep talking about is really the reps in this joint practice. Because really all he's gaining on Friday is an extra series, because Kenny Pickett would have played the first series, and then him and Gabriel are going to finish up the game anyway. So I think realistically, it's how many reps does he get in practice, or is that going to be, you know, Flacco majority of the time? So maybe he gets a handful of reps to prep against the ones today in Carolina. I think that's the true opportunity. That's all I got.
I think that's a good point there, Rob. I would say, I mean, if Joe Flacco's been kind of just hanging out for the most part here, you need to get him. If he's going to start on Friday, you need to get him reps today.
But Canales said they're going to play some starters, right? We don't know who the starters are for the Panthers, but
or how much they're going to go.
That Shadur's order in getting on the field is going to change who he faces. So I think that's the important part of the debate, right?
Yeah, because there's going to be an agreement here going, okay, who do you got going? Are we blitzing? What are we doing here? Is it going to be based? Like, there's agreement between
this
these coaches and what they're going
game,
to do.
Yes.
So and you get your coordinators together because you got to trust them and go, okay, we got to show this. We got to try to do that. We got to get something accomplished here in this preseason game. Usually you're trying to get a lot accomplished during the joint practice, and then the preseason game is there to be able to sell beer and get people to pay for parking. That's usually what that's all about. But you're going to try to control the uncontrollable of the game. So what you're going to do is you're going to agree on what everybody's going to see. Now, you can still do a base defense and try to go big flyer. You can still do a base defense and turn around and hand the ball off. If they turn around and hand the ball off, I guess I'm not going to be a very I don't think I'm going to be a very popular person on Monday, because I'm going to say that they did right by Shador, and apparently you guys are all going to kill him for not letting Shador loose, even though Lewis Riddick is saying, hey, I don't know if I'd really let him loose considering he doesn't have any big reps with first-team guys, and you might be putting him in a position to hurt his psyche.
Man, we're that worried. We're worried about Shador Sanders' confidence.
That's what he says.
Man, that's the one thing I would never be worried about.
I'm
with
happy
that
he's
dude.
Getting first team reps, but I don't want to put him in a position to fail either. And what is this offense? Do I tailor the offense for a guy I took in the fifth round? Do I change in the preseason? Do I change the offense for a guy I still took in the fifth round on a flyer? Or do I go, hey, you have the smarts to do this. I know you've been a bit behind because it is a new experience for you. You haven't played the same amount of football as Dylan Gabriel. So let's take this and let's work with it here and let's take care. He'll get the chance to throw the effing ball, for crying out loud. He's not going to just turn around. It's not going to be Army football. You understand here, Tone?
It just seems to me like if we're that worried about him forever ruining the psyche and his confidence in game one, half one of preseason game one at Carolina, then we are babying Shador Sanders. Come on, let's go. Let's let him throw.
216-474-0092. All right, I want to get to more of you guys. Do you think that you think they should just let him rip on Friday then? Is that it? I mean, hell, I thought we were asking whether or not he's set up to succeed or fail. You want him to just go long. That's what you want? Okay. I don't think it's a very good plan. I don't think it's very responsible.
Donor advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
The Recap Show is an unfiltered inside look into the world of global soccer and women's sports.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.